I was 99% sure that this was Danielle, our friend from 97X, playing a joke on us.
Why? I figured it was SJP because she was scheduled to call at 3:30.
Right. Well, the hotline rang and Nikki ran out of the room and I picked it up and there's no handler or anything. It's just Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wow.
And she's so friggin' nice that I thought there's no way this is an A-list celebrity being this nice to me.
You think she would be mean?
No, I just would think that there would be a handler who would go, hey, you know, we've got blah, 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 but...
She's, some people don't like those handlers.
She's an awesome. She sounds so darn pleasant. So I said, "Well, hang on." She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong time. Do you want me to do it?" I said, "No, we've got you here. We're here to help you." So without further ado, I'm 98% sure now that it is really Sarah Jessica Parker.
It's her
joining us on the phone, and I believe I'll push this button and we'll talk to her. Is this really Sarah Jessica Parker?
This is Sarah Jessica Parker, Drew, and I guess I have no way of proving it, but. We'll just have to, this is a kind of a leap of faith.
Well, you do have a way of proving it, and here it is, because only, well, Sarah Jessica Parker or people familiar with her would know why I was familiar with her far before the rest of the world knew and loved her as Carrie Bradshaw, because she was a part of what I consider to be an instrumental sitcom as I was growing up a child of the 80s with Marshall Bleckman, with Johnny Slash, and only you would know the name of that show. What was it, Sarah Jessica Parker?
Square Pegs.
Square Pegs. One size does not fit all. What a great damn show. I don't feel like that show gets the run that it deserves. Do a lot of people come up to you and mention that show, or am I the only idiot?
No. There are a few idiots. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, there are the cultured few, or the few that were alive. Maybe that's it. No, there are people who were very devoted to that show, and it's always nice to hear that somebody spent time with that cast of characters. I think it was an amazing show and beautifully written, and those were really wonderful roles for actors. They were sort of surprising, I think.
Sarah Jessica Parker, if someone had told you at that time that some 30-odd years later you would be still on top of the game, still making relevant shows like Divorce on HBO, your new show, that you would be known to the world as Carrie from Sex and the City, would you have believed them?
Perhaps not. I think what I would have hoped, of course, is that I would get to continue to be a working actor. I mean, that was really all I ever wanted. I just loved, I loved the stage, and I loved to be somebody else, actually. And I thought that seemed like a really nice way to spend my life's work.
A lot of the work that you have done, it's the lesser known roles that I really think that I fell in love with. The Square Pegs, L.A. Story, which I'm sure for you, the opportunity to work with a legend like Steve Martin, that had to be a dream come true, right?
Yeah, completely. It really was. I mean, like so many, I had grown up admiring his work, his physical comedy, his albums. I would hear about him on SNL from my brothers. I was too young to watch, but they would sort of reenact the entire show on Sunday mornings. And then as a young adult, I thought he was singular and magnificent. And it was a complete, total dream to work with him and for him. And I loved playing that part because she was such a peculiar sort of ingenue.
A free spirit, if you will.
Yes, definitely.
We are speaking with the one and only Sarah Jessica Parker, and she would, of course, like to remind you to get out there and vote today. It is a very important day in American history. Seth?
Sarah, I saw on your Instagram that you voted today. Did anybody bother you when you were standing in line?
No. It was a very spirited line, like many lines I think we're discovering all over the country. The lines were really healthy, really long. At our precinct, they were wrapping around the block and the next corner into the next block, and people were in such good moods. I think, you know, even despite people's political differences, there is something sort of thrilling about the vote and being part of this democracy. And I think for many, it sort of is this communal experience that people like to share with others. And so everybody was in great moods, and there very early in the morning, we took our daughters with us, as we always do. And actually, they had a line for parents with children, I think, merely to get the kids out of the building. But the poll workers were great and so enthusiastic and were on their game and told everybody where their district was, and they were moving these long lines so efficiently. And I just want to say to all the poll workers, that I'm so grateful for the service that they give because it makes our day doable. And for so many working people in this country who have 2 and 3 jobs, who want to vote, the efficiency of these poll workers is really fantastic, and they're sort of heroic today. Would you agree with me?
Would definitely agree with you. I early voted because I didn't want to deal with any of that madness today, and I wanted to make sure my voice was heard. But a lot of people out there, those poll workers are overworked and underappreciated, and I'm sure it means a lot that you would take the time to recognize them. Soul Brother Kevin, yes. A question for the one and only Sarah Jessica Parker.
I just want to say that I took a lot of flack from a lot of my friends for watching Sex in the City, but I love that show, and I felt like all of you were my girlfriends.
Oh, my God. I'm so honored. I don't think anybody has ever said that publicly.
Like, no, I was a defender of the show.
Well, that's very nice. It was really nice to have been your girlfriend.
All right.
I couldn't
just pick one of you. I needed a little bit from every woman.
You're so greedy.
Sarah, how did you get involved with that show? Because that was one of those shows on HBO when HBO wasn't exactly the powerhouse that it became with, what we're looking at now, Game of Thrones.
Sopranos,
and now Westworld, which is just unbelievable. How did you get involved with Sex and the City?
I got a call from my agent saying that Darren Star, who at that point I think was still pretty entrenched in Beverly Hills 90210, he created that show.
And, my fave.
And he told my agent that he had bought the rights to a book called Sex and the City, which was basically just a compiling of all of Candace Bushnell's columns from the New York Observer, and that he had written this pilot script, and he'd written it with me in mind to play this character of Carrie Bradshaw. And I read it, and I thought it was amazing and surprising, and like it was a voice I had not ever read or experienced before. And I met with Darren, and he was lovely and generous. And at this meal, this sort of afternoon meal, he just said, "I really think you should do this." And I talked about it with my then boyfriend, I think at the time, Matthew, and my brother, who's always been my counsel and my agent, and they all read the script and thought it was really special. And HBO, you're right, it was mostly a male-dominated network at the time. It was primarily sports, big sports events, you know, boxing events. And I think the two scripted shows on that channel at the time were shows about sports, I think. Like, I don't even remember what they were. But it seemed like a great place to work, you know. It was sort of reinventing the idea of broadcast television. And it was breaking the conventions of, you know, they were creating, you know, alternative scheduling, and it was a very small little place run by a small group of people at the time, and it was just an amazing place to create because they had enormous confidence in their choices and were very happy to support the experience. And obviously, our show went on to have a really wonderful life on that network, and I made some lifelong friends, and it became my home, and it was a sort of monumental and almost dreamlike experience for over 10 years.
That's great. We are talking to the one and only Sarah Jessica Parker. I did hear you on Howard Stern, I believe it was last week. It sounded like you two got along famously, and he brought up the fact that Bob Downey Jr., when he was on that show, talked about getting together with you, not to rekindle a flame, but just to kind of touch base again. Was Matthew Broderick okay with that, or were you just fudging that for Howard's show?
No. He was very much okay with that. He's a wonderfully gracious person, and I don't think he was threatened by the fact that when I was a young girl, I had a long relationship with somebody, and being friends is a perfectly acceptable way, I think, to continue a relationship. And it was nice to see him again and see him so well and healthy and catch up with him. And, you know, he's got children now and he's happily married, and it was really pleasant. And my husband was really happy for me to have that experience.
Probably a little intimidating that Robert showed up in the Iron Man costume. And
I didn't tell him that.
It is remarkable, though, when you look at Robert Downey Jr., as just a fan of 80s movies, his role in Less Than Zero as Julian I thought was magnificent. Like, to see the life that he's lived, you never would have thought, at least I never would have thought as a fan way back then, that so many years later, he'd be playing a Tony Stark / Iron Man and still, I mean, he's box office gold for crying out loud. He really got his life together, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful to see. And you know, it's nice that people are given second chances and have an opportunity to kind of reshape their identity in terms of, you know, reputation. And, yeah, I'm really pleased for him.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Sarah Jessica Parker. Have you received any backlash for your outspoken support of Hillary Clinton? Have any of the Trump supporters hurled tomatoes or invective at you as they see you on the streets of Manhattan?
No, they haven't. I mean, every now and then there's a wonderfully challenging verbal skirmish on Instagram. But, no, I think, you know, I've been more outspoken about voting than I have been really about anything. I mean, I come from a long line of, my family has been politically engaged since long before I was born, and we've always assumed that it was our responsibility to participate, and that's mostly what I talk about. I think, you know, in the heat and the passion that has been illustrated in this election cycle, we sometimes have forgotten that this is, for the most part, a two-party system, and obviously other parties have had some time to speak about what's important to them as well, but that it is a democracy, and there's very likely people that don't agree with you. And I think it's a privilege to have the conversations with the people that don't agree with you. And it's not about them being wrong and me right, or me wrong and they're right. It's about being affected by a candidate and talking about what's important to you and issues that matter to you personally. And I think for the most part, it's been good to have those conversations. And I'm happy to talk about this process because I want people to vote, and I think it's okay to have a candidate. That's what the system's in place to allow us to do.
What a refreshing viewpoint. Sarah Jessica Parker, a question from Seth.
Well, Sarah, this is who I voted for president. I wanted to see Billy on the Street appearing on that show. Where did it rank for you in your career highlights? Because I thought you were just such a delight when you appeared with him.
Oh, I love him. He's that show is amazing. I love doing it. I wish he'd screamed at me a little bit more. That was my great hope, that he would just scream at me the entire time I was running around the streets with him. But he's become a good friend of our family and has spent a couple holidays with us. And I'm so happy for his success. I mean, he's really just kind of blown up, and it's really nice to see because he's such a nice person. And actually, in person, he's not. He's not nearly as demonstrative.
One wouldn't think so. Before we let you go, I have yet to watch an episode of this HBO series, Divorce. Give me some compelling reasons to watch it. I know, talk to me about this, because I just got into Westworld. I'm on like the fifth episode right now, and I really need a new show. So talk to me about this Divorce and why I should watch it.
First of all, you can catch up on HBO On Demand, HBO Now, HBO Go. So no excuses. It's a really interesting portrait of a marriage and an attempt at divorce. It's about a married couple who have been together for, you know, maybe 15, 17 years. Mm. And in the pilot episode, a sort of monumental moment occurs, which allows the wife, my character, to reveal to her husband that she wants a divorce. You know, they've been through counseling, they've recommitted, and she's just feeling a sort of inertia. And it's just really the story of how they manage or don't manage this attempt at divorce. And it's funny, and there's Molly Shannon's on it, and Talia Balsam, and the great Thomas Hayden Church, and Tracy Letts, and it's heartbreaking and real and amusing and ridiculous and beautifully written. And it's such a thrill to be back home at HBO, and we're on right after Westworld. Oh. But before I hang up,
yes,
I just want to remind everybody, if they have a chance, and I know lives are busy, and no matter who you're voting for, if you can take the time to vote, it's an extraordinary experience, it's a gift, it's a privilege, and I hope everybody can find time to do so today. And sometimes it means neighbors watching your kids, or helping out, or getting an elderly person to the precinct. But whatever it takes, this is such a rare and special gift, and one of the great things about being an American. So
couldn't agree more. And especially here in Florida, where our last attempt to legalize medicinal marijuana failed miserably. Not miserably. We're 3% away from passing. It's so important for everyone out there, even if you can't relate to either presidential candidate, get your vote out there. And if you're in line by 7 o'clock, don't get out of line until you cast your vote. So many people gave so much for our right to cast a vote and participate in democracy that it is a spit in the face of everyone who gave so much for suffrage to not vote. So don't be lazy. Get out to the polls, not just because Sarah Jessica Parker said so, but because it's the damn right thing to do as an American, right?
Well said, beautifully.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Listen, it is a pleasure to catch up with you. Congratulations on an illustrious career. It's so nice to find out that you're such a lovely person on the phone. And I do wish you continued success. And I hope that we get the opportunity to speak with you again.
Thank you. Likewise. So nice to meet you all and great to have time with my boyfriend.
Oh. Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
You too. Be well.
You too.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, am I in love with her. Oh,
she's my new Taylor Swift. And you didn't want to talk to her.
I did too.
You wanted Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, I mean, you gave me a choice of SJP or Whoopi Goldberg.
And then you told me to be the tiebreaker, and I said SJP.
Well, you clearly are the voice of reason on this show.
Hey, she's too nice. When I saw her on Billy on the Street, and you know Billy just has a way of just eviscerating you to your face, and people kind of like it, and she was smiling the whole time. What a delight.
God, what a pleasant woman she is.
Yes.
She doesn't tweet, though. She hasn't been active since the...
She's on the gram.
So should I hit her up on the gram?
Yeah, hit her up. What are you going to comment on her, one of her pictures from 5 hours ago? That's not weird.
I should have told her that. I should have said, hey, listen, I'm going to hit you up on the gram.
Well, if you just say, hey, thanks for coming on my show today. You were wonderful. Maybe she'll... Well, you can't really like an Instagram comment. And she's not going to follow you.
No.
There's nothing to gain from that. Just, you had a great outro.
You could slide into her DMs.
No. She'd have to follow me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not on
Insta.
You have to respect Matthew Broderick.
I respect Ferris.
You can't slide into her DMs just because you had a great conversation with her.
God, one of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
And a great phone connection. And she was early.
So early. And she, like... I set up the whole thing. Like, I picked it up, and she's like,
hi,
this is Sarah. And I'm like, what?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, but I just...
Yeah, she was wonderful.
My God. And she didn't even, like, play the pro-Hillary thing. She was like, just vote.
Do you think that she's that nice 24/7?
No, I think she kicks puppies as soon as she's not on the radio any longer. I don't know. I got to go.